A prayer for the children of Israel. Healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. Grace be with our children. It is written, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days. According to your word, so shall it be to our descendants, O Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask our Father in heaven to heal our children, and they shall be healed. Save them, and they shall be saved, for he is our praise. Peace, peace, to them who is far off and to them who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. May the Lord have compassion on our children and restore health to them and heal them of their wounds, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now our children and their bloodline are his servants and his people, who he has redeemed by his great power and by a strong hand, whom he has ransomed from the hand of one stronger than them. O Lord, in Christ we pray, please let your ear be attentive to this prayer, for we desire to fear your name. Let our children prosper this day, and God grant them mercy in the sight of all men. In their distress we call upon the Lord and cry out to our God. He hears our voice from his temple, and our cry comes before him, even to his ear. Hear our prayer, O Lord, give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. In the multitude of your mercy, hear us, in the truth of your salvation. According to your word, be merciful to our children and their bloodline, and with your spirit, speak to our children and their bloodline. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us glorify his name forevermore. Let our children, by the mercies of God, present their body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Be in the temple of God as a faithful ambassador, and may the Spirit of God dwell in them. For as many as receive him, Jesus Christ, are given the right to be called the children of God, even those who believe in his name, being born of God, not by blood, not by the will of the flesh, nor by the will of man, but born of God. Christ, we pray, that our children shall receive Jesus Christ, and he will make them alive together with him, forgiving their trespasses. In the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, our children shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. We entreat your favor, O Lord, with our whole heart. May the Lord be merciful to our children. Deal well with his servant. Revive them according to his word. Let, we pray, God's merciful kindness be their comfort, and may the mighty God establish his word to our children, that they will trust and hope in his word. According to the hope of eternal life, may Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, send his word and heal our children, and deliver them from their destructions. Uphold them, strengthen them, and establish them. Comfort them in their affliction, and give them life, according to his word. And do not let them be ashamed of their hope, but deliver them according to his word, so that they shall glorify him. The Lord is their portion. May Jesus Christ cast out the spirits with a word, and heal our children. For he is willing to cleanse them and their bloodline. He is faithful to heal the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed. According to his great goodness towards our children, may power go out of Christ and heal them all. In Christ we pray, our children will prosper in all things and be in health as their soul prospers. Let them take the water of life freely. With joy shall they draw water from the wells of salvation, and God will bless their bread and their water and take all sickness away from the midst of our children and their house. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, The Lord reigns. God has made our children in his own image. God has made them to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under their feet. Jesus gave us authority. It is written, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Therefore, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, listen well. Let us introduce our children, who are children of the God Most High. In the name above all other names, Jesus Christ, Our children are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are called by His name. Our children have a covenant relationship with the God Most High. Their body and brain, mind and heart, soul and spirit are the temple of the living God, the God Most High, the Lord of hosts, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things, the only true God, the everlasting God. And in Christ we speak to you, Satan, and to all evil, wicked, and unclean spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is ahead of all principality and power. In Christ we command you not to defile this temple, that is our children, in any manner or by any means. For if anyone defiles the temple of God, which our children are, God will destroy them. For the temple of God is holy. In Christ we ask the Father God, in the name of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, to fill this temple, which our children are, with His Holy Spirit, and make it holy ground. Likewise, to all their bloodline, let them give thanks to your holy name, O Lord, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, from everlasting to everlasting. Thanks be to God who has given our children and their family victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and His name, through faith in His name, has made them strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus has given them this perfect soundness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb slain for our children, may the God Most High release the fruit of Calvary, the fruit to holiness and everlasting life, over them and their family, and declare the victory of Jesus Christ in their lives. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Surely He has borne their griefs and carried their sorrows. He was wounded for their transgressions. He was bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement of their peace was upon Him, and by His stripes they are healed. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. He has seen their ways, and He will heal them and their people, and lead them and their family, and restore comforts to our children and their house. May the Lord be merciful to them, heal them body and soul, heal their backsliding, and love them freely. According to His promise, let the Lord God bind up the bruise of His child, and heal the stroke of their wounds. In the name of Jesus Christ, their strength in whom they shall trust, may the God of their strength, the God of their defense, the God of mercy, bring health and healing to our children. Heal and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. May the Father of glory release the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to heal all brokenheartedness, to open their eyes to the truth, to turn them from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God, and to reconcile them to Himself. May the Spirit of God hover over our children and their family, releasing love, power, and truth into their lives. May the Holy Spirit hover over our children and birth a new creation in them. The old things shall pass away, and they are a new creation. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from our children and their people. Abiding in the Son and the Father, let our children and their family take up the whole armor of God, that they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Jesus Christ Himself, who sits at the right hand of God Almighty, gives us authority over all the power of the enemy. In Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ, in His mighty name, we take authority over all the power of the enemy, over their mind and heart, body and brain, soul and spirit, and command that nothing shall grow from it ever again. It shall wither away just as the fig tree withered away when Jesus cursed it in Matthew 21:19. The Lord will perfect that which concerns our children, for His mercy endures forever. In Christ, abiding in Him and born of Him, let our children and their family take up the whole armor of God, that they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand against the wiles of the devil. It is written, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, in His name, Jesus Christ, we speak to all spirits that are not of God and command them to silence. We relieve them of their assignments and command them to take their rightful place in the footstool of Jesus Christ, for that is their destiny. as an ambassador of Christ. Christ in us speaks to you, Satan, and all wicked, unclean, or evil spirits that have been assigned to or sent against our children or their children, and by the authority given us by Jesus Christ himself, he who is head of all principalities and powers, and he who abides in us, we bind you, Satan, and all wicked, evil, or unclean spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break your power over this child of God and loose him from your hold. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we command you, Satan, and all demonic, wicked, evil, or unclean spirits to stop your maneuvers and schemes, tricks and snares, strategies, wiles, devices, and attempts to kill, steal, and destroy our children and their bloodline. We declare that our children are covered by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Their entire mind and heart, body and brain, soul and spirit are covered by the blood of Jesus, who is the mediator of the new covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ and by his precious blood, we bind and break off of our children all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual wickedness in high places, all occult activity, witchcraft, curses, sorcery, divination, and all soul power that does not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the kings of darkness with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, and we execute the written judgment against them. For this honor has all his saints. It is written, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly, says Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Therefore, Christ abiding in us commands life and life more abundantly for our children and their house. It is written, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that Christ, through us, speaks to our children and their family are spirit and they are life. In the glorious and awesome name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life and blessing into their mind and heart, body and brain, soul and spirit. Jesus Christ, through us, commands obedience from their flesh, and we release the blessing of God to overtake their mind and heart, body and brain, soul and spirit. We release peace, prosperity, and joy into their life. We loose the ministering angels of God to minister to our children. Being anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power, we loose our children, whom Satan has bound, and declare healing where they are being tormented by unclean spirits. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made them free from the law of sin and death. And in the glorious and awesome name of Jesus Christ, we cast out into the outer darkness and into the great abyss all tormenting spirits that torment our children. We relieve them of all their power and command them to be silent, forever mute, not to ever return or be heard again by anyone. Furthermore, we execute the written judgment of God and decree destruction on all spirits that defile our children in accordance with 1 Corinthians 3:17. Christ has redeemed them from the curse of the law, having become a curse for our children. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon them in Christ Jesus, that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in our children, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give vibrant life, healing, and energy to their mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in them. As an ambassador of Christ, like the Sabbath, we declare today is holy to our Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into our children's heart, for it is my Father's good pleasure to give them the kingdom. Your will be done, Father, in our children's mind and heart, body and brain, soul and spirit, here on earth as it is in heaven. For yours, O Lord, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Because they have made the Lord, who is their refuge, even the Most High, their habitation. No evil shall befall our children, nor shall any plague come near their dwelling. For God shall give his angels charge over them to keep them in all their ways. Because our children have set their love upon God, therefore he will deliver them. He will set them on high because they have known his name. Our children shall call upon God, and he will answer them. He will be with them in trouble. He will deliver them and honor them. With long life he will satisfy them and show them his salvation. It is written, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So be it to our children. The Lord is their light and their salvation. Whom shall they fear? The Lord is the strength of their life. Of whom shall they be afraid? When the wicked come against our children to eat up their flesh, their enemies and foes, they stumble and fall. Though an army should encamp against our children, their heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against them, in this they shall be confident, that they shall dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of their life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide them in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide them. He shall set them high upon a rock, and now their heads shall be lifted up above their enemies all around, and they shall offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Yes, sing praises to the Lord. When God said, "Seek my face," let their heart say to him, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Let them praise the Lord their God with all their heart. Sing praises to him who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him. Let them worship toward his holy temple and praise his name for his loving kindness and his truth. For he has magnified his word above all his name. Bless the Lord, O our children, with all your soul and all that is within you. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O your soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord forgives all our children's iniquities. The Lord heals all their diseases. The Lord redeems their life from destruction. The Lord crowns them with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord satisfies their mouth with good things, so that their youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Let them trust in the Lord with all their heart, and lean not on their own understanding. In all their ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct their paths. Peace Jesus leaves with our children, they and their bloodline. His peace he gives to our children. Therefore, let not their heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. For God has not given them a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called them by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. According to the riches of his glory, may the Lord grant that our children will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has seen their ways, and he will heal our children. He will also lead them and restore comforts to them. Therefore, they shall seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to them. The Lord is their shepherd, they shall not want. My God will provide all their needs according to his riches and glory. The Lord will perfect that which concerns our children. Therefore, count it all joy when they fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of their faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that our children may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. In all these things, our children are more than a conqueror through him who loves them. For God always leads them in triumph through Jesus Christ. Greater is he who is in our children than he who is in the world. And if God is for them, who can be against them? The Lord is at hand. God is their refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore they shall not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. Our children will be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let their requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard their heart and mind through Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that our children will give attention to God's word, incline their ear to his sayings, and not let them depart from their eyes. Keep them in the midst of their heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. The entrance of his words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. In Christ we pray our children will seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set their mind on things above, not on things on the earth. May our children keep their eyes on the Lord, and they will have perfect peace. God grant that our children will meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, and whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of a good report. Our children are the elect of God, holy and beloved. Therefore they shall put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, patience, and forgive others, even as Christ forgives them. Jesus Christ, Him who poured out His soul unto death for them, Him who bore their sin and made intercession for their transgressions, in His glorious name we pray the prayer of faith, which will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and if they have committed sins, they will be forgiven. For the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Therefore, our children shall not cast away their confidence, which has great reward. For our children have need of endurance, so after they have done the will of God, they may receive the promise. Let our children hold fast the confession of their hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. There has not failed one word of all His good promise. So judge him faithful who has promised, and do not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what He has promised He is also able to perform. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord. In Christ we pray that our children will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and that they do not love their life to the death. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, O Lord, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let your work appear to our children, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon them, and establish the work of their hands for them. Yes, establish the work of their hands. In Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, we pray the Lord will take away from our children all sickness, and will afflict them with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt. In the name of Jesus Christ, through faith in His name, let the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Let the lepers be cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead be raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. May the Lord Jesus Christ lay His hand on our children and heal them. Every unclean spirit or demon come out of them and their bloodline. Let every sickness and every disease, all those who are afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who are demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and all kinds of addictions, and all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease, be healed by Jesus Christ today. May power go out of Him and heal them all. Heal their entire bloodline and revoke all blood curses in their DNA and replace their DNA with the DNA of God. For it is written that our children have the divine nature of God and have escaped the corruption of this world through the blood of Jesus Christ. For their Savior, Jesus Christ, hung on a tree for our children so that they would be delivered from the curse and receive the promise of Abraham. And they are healed by His stripes. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He, Jesus Christ, will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken and strengthen the sick. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon our children, just as they hope in you. It is written, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in Him and one with Him, we release the weapons of God to pull down and demolish the strongholds of pride, fear, self, selfishness, self-centeredness, doubt, and unbelief, as well as discouragement, depression, suicide, blame-placing, fault-finding or criticism, murmuring, complaining, and any alcohol, drug, or substance abuse in our children. In the name which is raised above all other names, Jesus Christ, we come against the spirits of and demolish the strongholds of and cast down the imaginations of fever, infections, virus, addictions, sickness, disease, brokenness, wounds, blindness, muteness, infirmity, lameness, deafness, poison, and demon possession. For it is written, by his stripes you are healed. Therefore, we rebuke all fever, infections, virus, addictions, sickness, disease, brokenness, wounds, blindness, muteness, infirmity, lameness, deafness, poison, and command all unclean spirits be removed from their body, brain, and heart. In all their affliction, he, Jesus Christ, is afflicted, and the angel of his presence saves them. In his love and in his pity, he redeems them, and he bears them and carries them all of their days. He was wounded for their transgressions. He was bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement for their peace was upon him, and by his stripes they are healed. The Lord will make an utter end of it. In Christ we command the affliction not to rise up a second time, according to his own purpose and grace which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord grant their eyes are opened, and they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Let the weak say, I am strong, for according to his promise, our children shall know that he has healed them. Jesus Christ, who is their Redeemer, their Savior, and their Healer, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Thanks be to God who gives them victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and always leads them in triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. For God has not given them a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, and a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. You, O children, are complete in him, Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principalities and powers. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Great is our Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, in Christ we pray that our children will give attention to God's word, incline their ear to his sayings, and not let his word depart from their eyes, but keep them in the midst of their heart, for they are life to them and health to all their flesh. May our children keep their heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In Christ we pray that our children will not be wise in their own eyes, but that they fear the Lord and depart from evil, for it will be health to their flesh and strength to their bones. Let God's word be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path, for the word of the Lord is true and it is proven. May the Lord help our children meditate on his word through the night watches and direct their steps by his word, and let no iniquity have dominion over them. May the word of God become sweet to their taste, sweeter than honey to their mouth, that they will rejoice at his word as one who finds great treasure. Let their hearts stand in awe of their word and their tongue speak of his word, for all his commandments are righteous. God creates the fruit of their lips, for by their words they will be justified, and by their words they will be condemned. Therefore, may the words of their mouth be words of life and blessing. May our children have a merry heart, for a merry heart does good, like medicine, and they who have a merry heart has a continual feast. Therefore, in every way may they give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for them. In Christ we beseech them, whenever they are afraid, trust in the Lord, and God put their trust, do not be afraid. According to truth, may our children believe the word of God and sing his praise. Let our children diligently heed the voice of the Lord their God and do what is right in his sight. Give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, for he is the Lord who heals them, and he will not let sin have dominion over them. He will uphold our children according to his word, that they may live and more abundantly, and he will not let them be ashamed of their hope. We plead with our children to take up the whole armor of God, that they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded their waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod their feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which they will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. According to all his wonderful works, may Jesus Christ help their unbelief and give our children utterance, that they may open their mouth boldly, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, speaking boldly as they ought to speak, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication. Therefore, our children shall submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from them. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Because our children have made the Lord, who is their refuge, even the Most High, their habitation, because they have set their love upon God, and because they have known his name, surely he, our great God, our mighty and awesome God, will deliver them from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover them with his feathers, and under his wings they shall take refuge. His truth shall be their shield and buckler. He will be with them in trouble. He will deliver them and honor them. With long life he will satisfy them and show them his salvation. Amen.